Good evening, this is How Much Is the Doggy, and this is a podcast reply to My Tread, a comedy of political correct errors. Now, thank you to everyone who's replied so far and listened. It's good to hear your opinions. I was talking about the Tread from Skunkworks that before it was started by Small Peeps, so definitely go down there. Have a read of it, it's very, very interesting, and I'd love to hear your opinion on whether you actually think that David Chappelle was muscled out, or whether he just burnt out, which is my opinion. He just didn't have enough to go on, and it was it seems to be a bit of a publicity campaign to get people interested in buying more of his DVDs. Now, in reply to some of the replies I got, Val Hell was talking about Eddie Izzard. Eddie Izzard is, yeah, he's one of the old crew. He's definitely one of the ones you should be listening to. He's not so big in the movies as he should be. I mean, I can only ever remember him being in Mystery Men. He played a good character in that. But apart from that, not very big. Carlos Mencia, but Valhalla and Benevolent Heretic were talking about this guy, and definitely go check out the link that Valhalla posted and have a listen to the dozen or so MP3s that are streaming on his website. His stand-up stuff is exactly what I like to hear. It's great stuff. It cuts straight to the bone, but his TV show, as far as I'm concerned, it panders to the system. It only reinforces stereotypes, and I don't really like him. His stand-up's good, the show not so good. As I said, it panders, and I don't like that. Was glad to hear from Benevolent Heretic, and you gave me a good list of comedians to go and check out. A lot of them I haven't heard of, but I'm definitely gonna look him up now and have a listen. And you made a point about the guy of the donuts. I'd actually heard that routine. I didn't know the name of the guy until now, and it brings up the point that there's a lot of comedians who can still fit into the political correct system and still, you know, make a statement about how stupid the system is that we live in, and make people laugh, which is the best way to get people to think about these things, rather than trying to force it down their throat any other way. Now, there was another guy replied, or guy or gal, I'm not sure from the name, but SKMDC1 is definitely going to win a prize for most unpronounceable name. I thought I had it bad. But he was talking about how we're just going to call you he for a while. You can correct me if I'm wrong. About Bill Hicks, and how Bill Hicks wasn't appreciated worldwide as much as you thought. Or, well, I've got that wrong, actually. He was appreciated worldwide. And I still think the guy is a genius. I mean, he really had his finger on the pulse. And you're talking about your favorite routine by Bill Hicks involving the what does G13 do charity? Yeah, I love that routine as well. So my favorite would be my favorite I can't actually, unless I put a big explicit tag on the podcast, I can't do, but it involved Satan, Barbara Bush, Rush Limbaugh, and probably Vanilla Ice is in there somewhere as well. So if you're a Bill Hicks fan, you know which one I'm talking about. But Bill Hicks, definitely, we don't get comedians like that anymore. And while Mencia is on his stand-up routines, is there and he's on the ball. When you get to television, I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why Bill Hicks never, you know, really got onto television was people were just so afraid of offending other people. And I'd like to know when we actually developed this aversion to offending people. Obviously, for polite discourse and whatnot, you need to take people's feelings into consideration. But you think about your podcasts, or you're going to do posts on AboveTopSecret.com. Ask yourself, how many times have you stopped and rewritten something because you're thinking, I better not say that now, somebody might be offended by that, when it's not your true opinion, but you decided, I can't say that because it wouldn't be, ooh, inverted commas, politically correct to say that. So when did that sort of carry on start? I mean, when did we decide to limit ourselves to this, you know, prison of political correctness that we can't express ourselves fully for fear of offending someone? I mean, come on. I mean, that's probably why these comedians appeal to us, because they just say, oh, it's a joke. Oh, we're just doing comedy so we can offend you. But still, they're pushing the borders all the time. And it's really the only way that you can get people to think is by offending them sometimes, but basically by going a little bit outside the box. And there goes the alarm again. In case anyone was wondering, that was the 108 minutes alarm. I've typed in the numbers. We're safe. Don't worry about it. No problem. As for other cultural references, I listened to the podcast again, and I might have been a bit vague about the movie I was talking about. It wasn't a very big movie, and I'll give you a couple of more clues. And when I said the guy was sick, think Lance Armstrong. When I said he had a famous girlfriend, think three beautiful ladies and a desktop speaker. And we'll see how you get on with that amount of information. Well, that's pretty much where I wanted to go for the reply. So please keep on listening and give your opinion. It's always welcome. Good night.